This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, November 22nd. Go to the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. The alarming local COVID-19 statistics keep piling up. Health officials in Columbia County announced 9 new cases there on November 21st. There were 112 new coronavirus cases reported November 21st in Albany County and 24 new cases of COVID-19 in Rensselaer County. Dutchess County reported 2 more deaths, and Ulster County reported 1 new death on November 21st. The city of Hudson has issued a stay-at-home order on November 19th after 15 residents contracted COVID-19 between October 30th and November 13th. That's about 20% of all cases in Hudson since the beginning of the pandemic. The city of Hudson, quote, strongly advises residents to stay inside their homes and avoid interaction with people outside their household, unquote, and to avoid traveling except for work, school, and essential needs, unquote. Traveling to school, though, may not be safe, as 2 students and 2 teachers tested positive for COVID-19 in the Taconic Hills School District, and the Germantown Central School District is going all remote this week. Also, the Bank of Greene County branches in Hudson and Greenport have closed because of a positive COVID-19 case there. The Times Union reports there is a memorial for the over 250,000 Americans who have died from coronavirus, with cars planned to circle the state capitol starting 1:30 p.m. November 23rd. The Poor People's Campaign is organizing the events that are taking place across the country. In Albany, caravan participants will gather at 1:30 at 34 Hamilton Street before leaving on State and South Swan Streets to circle the capitol. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Catskill Village Board November 18th adopted amendments in an effort to align the existing zoning law with the comprehensive plan. The approved amendments address building conformity, billboards, and owning livestock in the village. One of the changes would return West Main Street to residential zoning, Village Trustee Joseph Kozlowski said. Zoning Board Chair Patrick McCullough said the topic of livestock was likely the biggest issue raised during the public hearings. Quote, people care deeply on that issue, so we are concentrating on addressing that for them, unquote, he said. The amendments include a requirement that a property owner have at least 2 acres of land to keep livestock, and all livestock fences and structures must conform to a 20-foot setback. The proposed amendments do not permit a landlord to place the personal property of tenants or former tenants on public streets or sidewalks. Personal property that has been placed in these areas for more than 24 hours would be subject to removal by the village. Vegetation or debris in a front yard cannot inhibit emergency access, and vegetation or structures cannot interfere with pedestrian traffic, and no building can be more than 1 story taller than an adjoining building. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Democrat Michelle Hinchey has won the 46th State Senate District race, defeating Republican candidate Richard Amador Jr. Quote, we are facing some difficult times, but I've always believed that great challenges lead to even greater opportunities, and that's how, by working together, we will build a better tomorrow for all of us living in the Hudson Valley, Capital Region, and Mohawk Valley, unquote, she said. Hinchey is the daughter of the late U.S. Representative Maurice Hinchey. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins said Hinchey will, quote, be a strong voice for our environment, our farmers, and our working families, unquote. Hinchey will succeed Republican George Amador of Rotterdam. Amador announced in November that he would not run for a 4th term. Read more about the story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that a tiny owl found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree as it was being set up this week is being cared for at a wildlife center in Ulster County and will soon be released back into the wild. A worker helping to set up the tree found the little bird of prey, now named Rockefeller, among the tree's massive branches, dehydrated and hungry but otherwise unharmed. Rockefeller is now being cared for at the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center on Route 212 in Saugerties. Ellen Kalish, director and founder of the center, said the bird is an adult male sawet, one of the tiniest owls. It was taken to a veterinarian this week and received a clean bill of health. Kalish said her tentative plan is to release the owl back into the wild from her Saugerties location. Quote, I just want to make sure he's well fed before he goes, unquote, she said. Quote, he was a little on the thin side when he came in. He probably hadn't eaten in a number of days, so I just want to make sure that he's at his best weight and health, and then he goes, unquote. The Rockefeller Center tree, a 75-foot Norway spruce, was taken to Manhattan this week from Oneonta, where it was cut down 2 days earlier. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.